So with two readings plus the gospel, I'm not going to say too much, but I do want you to, I want to encourage you to reread the scriptures of today. There's a lot of layers there about not just the physical building in Rome at St. John Lateran Basilica, which thankfully that's where I was ordained, which is a beautiful treat, but more importantly, like that temple of the church, the Roman Catholic Church throughout the world, the temple of my own heart, that church, that body of Christ, that place where God dwells today. Our own community, this church, Holy Family, what we do for the community, why it could be compared in all those micro and macro levels, why it can be compared to that place where a river of God dwells and nourishes the whole world, like that, you know, that mustard seed that grows into a bush that nourishes all those who come into its shade, those who, you know, card-carrying members and others. It just, it's for everyone. It comes into the salt waters of the Dead Sea, in that image of Ezekiel, and makes them fresh. It brings healing. It brings grace. It brings wisdom. The catechism started like a little trickle out of the temple of God, that little tiny Jesus, Son of God and Savior, that one-line catechism. And now it's expanded to like a volume of like a whole lot of wisdom on all levels of how to live that one Christian faith. In our beliefs, our way of worship, our morality, our ethics, and how we pray. A lot can be said. I just want to emphasize, like, again, St. Paul, you are God's temple. In the whole world, the world around us, especially in first world countries where there's so much insecurity, there's so much bullying and a lack of self-esteem, there's so much vulnerability to other voices, the message of that kingdom of God is you. Do you know how valuable you are? We talked about dignity this past Sunday. Do you know your worth? You who are God's temple, you that place that God wants to dwell, you that place where God wants people to find that river of his healing and grace, but through you, through your doors, through your actions, attitudes, judgments, teaching. And so I encourage us, in our day and age, we don't want to be holy, we don't want to stand out for being holy, whatever that supposedly is. So we kind of hide it under a bushel basket of like, I just want to fit in, I just want to, I don't know, not stir up the waters too much, not cause too many waves. Our Lord says, I built you to be a temple. I want you to be like St. John Lateran. You walk into this city of Rome and there's this huge, massive, glorious, beautiful structure. If it was covered in, imagine if it had been, God forbid, covered in graffiti and stains and messed up. It would be a mess, and sometimes that's our life. Sometimes we allow that to happen to the church of our own soul. It's an invitation today to cleanse it, to let our Lord cleanse it. And to let his word mark it. You walk into the threshold of the Basilica and there's huge letters over it. You know what it is. You know what it stands for. You know that God's word comes out of that place. And so I leave off. We do this every day. We almost miss that we do this at every time we read the gospel. But it's a little prayer, but a meaningful prayer. Right before we pray the gospel, we say, may your word, as the deacon signs the gospel, the word of God, and we say, may your word be in my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. Because that's what a temple of God is. To look like that, to live like that, to think like that, to speak like that. Your word, Lord, in my mind, on my lips, and all that I say, and in my heart. May it be so in our lives. May our Blessed Mother intercede for us as we continue to allow the Holy Spirit to build us into that temple made of living stones. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.